Well, here we are back again for the long-awaited second part with Ryan Moss. I know it's been a few weeks, and I apologize for not getting you this podcast sooner, but unfortunately, I came down with COVID. Yep, yours truly got the virus, but I'm all better now, so no worries, and ready to get back at it. Also, I'd like to give a big-ass shout-out to Jessica Haldwell from San Pedro, California for guessing the name of the band, song, and singer from the last show. Spend that $100 on yourself, Jessica. You deserve it. And remember to all of you, listen in for the next contest and your chance to win $100 from us here at A Beer With Friends. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Anchor FM, Spotify, and more. And now, to the show. All right, we're back with part two of the Ryan Mass Experience. Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah, so far been really cool. So we wanted to get into, first off, what we're drinking. We try to do that every episode. I know we missed it the last one. So we're going to let you guys know what we've been drinking for this part, this episode, these parts that we're doing. One is the Ozekai, or I think I'm saying that right, Ozeki or Ozekai Sake. It's a Japanese sake. It's really good. It's one of my favorite sakes. I actually drink this quite a bit. And then I'm drinking Sinner's Wine. It's one of my favorite. They make Sinner's. I think they make only the red wine. I think this is only red wine for Sinner's. But Prayers of Sinner's is what it's called. And it's I think it's a red blend. And that's what I'm drinking. Yep, 2018 red blend, Washington State. So both really good drinks.
I think they're great.
Yeah.
I have not tried the red yet,
which I'll probably try. Just take a little taste of that. You're going to like it.
The sake is
one of the better ones I've had before. And this one you can get right next door, too.
Oh, that's smooth.
Yeah, that's really
good. I'm more fan of a dry wine compared to a sweet
wine. Yeah, and that's why I like this one. Yeah. I like dry. I don't like sweets. Like, if I do a Merlot, it's got to be like a... an older Merlot where it's real dry, because when it starts getting that sweetness, it starts getting that bittery sweetness too, and I don't like it.
Yeah,
Here I am sounding like I know what I'm talking about.
A connoisseur.
I'm a connoisseur of wine, which everybody knows I am not. Mm-hmm. A beer connoisseur I am, but wine no.
He is. I just want to put out there that Donnie made this adjustment for me. I actually used to work as a bartender at a place called World of Beer. Which
I love beer.
Yeah, if you work or if you lived over in the East Coast, you're probably very familiar with it. At least in California, which is where I worked, it's not been something that has been very big. But it was something where I got to try wheat beers, got to try IPAs, ambers, ales, sours. Oh, yeah. Stouts, which I actually found a good taste for. Like, I am a fan of stouts and porters, which people are
I'm a huge stout. That's actually my number one favorite beer. Stout's my favorite beer.
Do you taste the difference between stouts and porters?
Yeah,
you
know? Porter is a more, it's almost a thicker, sweeter taste. Mm-hmm. And I always look at it like this: when you're drinking a stout versus a porter, when you drink a stout, imagine burnt chocolate. Mm-hmm. Or I'm sorry, porter, burnt chocolate. No, I did that wrong again. A stout.
You had it right before.
A stout is a burnt chocolate. A porter is an almost burnt chocolate, but thicker.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how it goes.
I damn near want to call it my all-time favorite beer, but it's just a beer that's just so good that I just want to say out there, if anyone's looking to try to find if porters or stouts are not your taste, but you're willing to find one that might be, I'd say try a classic Founders Porter. It is something that is worth trying.
That's actually
one of my favorites.
You know what's funny? That's one of my favorites. My absolute favorite it's a little hard to find too. You can get it in a can. I found it at Total Wine. Mm-hmm. They have it a lot.
It's a great place.
Yeah, great place. But Total Wine has my favorite stout of all time is Murphy's Irish Stout. And if you've had that, have you had Guinness?
I have had Guinness. I'm a fan of Guinness.
You like Guinness.
Too. Yeah.
Okay. Imagine Guinness, but better. And I hate saying that because I am a Guinness fanatic. I love Guinness.
If you pour the Guinness right, it does taste better. So if it tastes even better than that,
it tastes better than that out of the can.
Wow.
That's the bad thing. I've been to Ireland and they serve Murphy's a lot on tap. Mm-hmm. And I've been like, there's a whole bunch of Irish places in St. Petersburg. St. Augustine, Florida, where mm-hmm. I lived really close to there for a while. But we went, me and a friend, for his birthday. We took his daughter and her boyfriend out, and we went on this Irish pub crawl. And we thought, oh, we're going to hit like five, maybe six, seven Irish pubs. We didn't know that St. Augustine is the Irish pub capital of the fucking Americas.
Holy cow.
So we got to like 18, and I was like, I can't see no more. But every single
one. Was this like a beer hunt?
Yes.
Seven pubs?
No. It was there.
That's awesome.
St. Augustine is this cool-ass old town. It's got an old, wow. old Spanish base or Spanish castle type mm-hmm. Place still there. It's really cool. But it's this big, giant, long boardwalk of nothing but bars.
Oh, that is
and
awesome.
And it's just... There's hundreds of Irish bars, and I'm like, what the fuck are we gonna do? That He's like, we gotta take a beer.
Awesome.
So we went to the first one. We had like three or four beers, mm-hmm. and then we realized, holy shit, there's 100 fucking Irish pubs. We're like, all right, look, we gotta get one glass between the four of us and share.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting like one glass for two of us to share, and then by the time I don't know where we were, but I couldn't see straight. My buddy had to drive home. It was his birthday. I ended mm-hmm. up puking in my car.
Yeah.
But oh God, yeah. I was like, I didn't even realize I tried to puke out the window and it got in my car.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I was like, oh. And it made the guy in the back, my friend's daughter's boyfriend, mm-hmm. made him puke in my car. Then they dropped me off. Or no, they didn't drop me off. They took me to his house mm-hmm. where then I just slept on his couch. And then the next morning I'm like, what the fuck? And I go out there and I have to clean my car out. I'm like, God damn.
Ew.
He's like, dude, that was Murphy's all night long. I was like, dude, it was so good though. Such a good beer.
Yeah. And I won't say it's probably as amazing as the experience you have, but if you ever get in the mood of visiting me while I'm in Nevada, Nevada, Reno specifically.
Yeah. I've been to Reno. I can't say I've been to it. I've been through it.
Yeah. Well,
biggest little city on earth.
Yeah, exactly. Which they do have good sushi as well, by the way.
Do they?
And it's all you can eat everywhere you go.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, it's a casino place. I mean, they do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like
thankfully they don't do it all in the casinos, by the way.
Oh, really? Okay. So you can go to places and
just its own, what's it called? Small business sushi place and get all you can eat sushi. But
they see my fat ass coming in and say, whoa.
Like, hold on. I have to adjust the menu prices.
We're going to go back just a little bit.
This menu's for you.
Yeah, we're going to say, you don't get the all you can eat, you big guy.
No. Donnie is definitely, like Justin said, Donnie's hard on himself. He's actually a great looking guy. So
I'm just a little big amount around the midriff. I just got like this spare time. I've been working on it, though. Mm-hmm. I have been. I've been doing a lot of Oculus.
Yeah.
That's funny. I play video games to try to get my fucking weight down.
A VR takes you places.
It
just
does.
Not
it does. You're
places.
Gonna have to get one of those. Did you know if you get the VR, there's a game on there. I gotta remember the game. But if you got a VR too,
mm-hmm.
We could actually play together.
Oh,
on it. We just have to log in and we like, yo, dude, let's go play this game.
I'm guessing you'd see me as a computerized figure, not me and myself.
I would see your avatar. You have to create an avatar, and mm-hmm. I would see that, and you would see my avatar, which mine looks like me with a big pirate hat on. That's
oh,
it. Yeah.
Nice. So
but,
I can't
yeah.
miss.
But I think the game I'm thinking about is it's The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners, and it's literally a zombie game.
Does this
zombie
have
apocalypse.
Anything to do with the show Walking Dead?
Yeah, it's the zombie apocalypse.
You know, I have a lot of things to talk about that show that have not always been good things about the show, because
you know,
I've always been interested.
I stopped watching it after what the fuck is that, the big bad
Describe.
Guy that I loved. He was the best
big
bad
guy.
Guy well he was the best bad guy.
Oh, Needle. With the bat.
Yes,
you watched further than me because I didn't know he was gone.
He's still there. Well,
is he still there?
I don't know. Okay. Actually, I know that he.
I took it off of your description.
Nader?
I guess he's still there.
Is it Needle? Nader? Whatever his
You're
name is.
You're in the
is.
Area. It'll probably pop up.
But it starts with an N.
Yeah.
But so.
Need Nevis.
We're all. Neem. God damn it.
We're frustrating someone on the other side.
Yeah,
of
they're all going.
Trying to
they're
say.
Going, well, it's this guy, you motherfuckers. You goddamn. Yeah. How do you not know fucking this guy? But anyway, so it was his gang and the other people, the main characters. The show finally win, and they take him hostage, and somehow he kind of becomes a good guy or something.
Yeah, which
I didn't
I
see
heard
any
about,
of those.
But I, exactly,
yeah,
I didn't
see
that either. But
I got bored
so...
with it, and the thing is, it's fucked up because I love, like, we've talked about this. My element, I believe that I was born on this world to watch us go into a zombie apocalypse. I want to live through that. Yeah. I'm hoping.
I don't know if I want to live through it, but I agree with you.
I do. I want to be in a zombie apocalypse. I want to shoot people.
Yeah.
And that's so messed up. I don't want to shoot people. I want to shoot zombies.
Yes.
But I mean, I want to live through that. I think I'm like the Mad Max worlds. You remember Mad Max?
It was funny. I heard about this recently. I'm not familiar with.
Okay. You need to watch. Mad Max was Mel Gibson's first movies.
Okay.
And then they redid one with, what's her name? Charlize Theron. Mm-hmm. And Tom Hardy.
Just gotta say, I'm very good with shows, not good with movies.
Okay,
when it comes to references.
Well, but this Charlize Theron and Tom Hardy are in it, which Tom Hardy is one of my favorite actors.
He plays Venom.
Yeah, he plays Venom. Yes, right? He also played in one of my favorite shows, Taboo, which I thought did very good, but he only got a couple of seasons or a season or something on that, mm-hmm. and they canceled it. He's one of my favorite actors. He got, I don't know if he got a start, but one of his big breaks was Peaky Blinders.
Oh yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he played the, one of the crime bosses, I think for the Jewish family. Mm-hmm. I think that sounds right. It's been a while since I got to rewatch Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
But, no, so he is he's like the new Mad Max, because the old ones, they had Mad Max. They had, well, the first one was The Road Warrior. Then they had Mad Max. Then they had Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome, which Tina Turner was in. Mm-hmm. And I loved them. It was all post-apocalyptic world. Gangs ruled the world. It was badass. I loved it. I mean, I loved them. But I always thought, I think because they came out when I was a kid, I always thought, man, I would love to live in that world. I think it's the test of a man to see it. It's like a lot of men who want to go out and live in the wild and live in the woods in a cabin in the middle of the woods. It's like the test of being a man, mm-hmm. which I don't know if that sounds misogynistic or not. I don't want to sound like that, but I think that is a lot of our like instincts as men, even if you're a woman who's become a man, anything like that. It's like the thing inside of you that drives you to see if you can succeed on your own with nothing, like in the middle of nowhere. You
almost know, sounds like Naked and Afraid if you've ever watched.
Yeah, yeah, show. No, yeah. I used to watch. You know what? One of my favorite shows is mm-hmm. not that one. It's called Alone.
Okay, yeah. I've heard of that.
Excuse me. So what they do is they give you a backpack. They let you pick a couple of items, and then they pack the rest. And then they give you a whole bunch of camera equipment. And you're alone, mm-hmm. and they drop you off, and you have no idea where you are. Mm-hmm. And you have to survive out there. And you're only allowed to – the way you win the game is you have to be the last one who either calls or gets picked up. But you have no idea – who else has probably called. The first one, he was out there for like 3 or 4 months and he didn't even know that he was the last one until they came and they picked him up, and they didn't tell him that he was getting picked up. They just said, hey, we're just doing a wellness check. We want to take your blood pressure and just put you through a physical, make sure you're okay. He lost, I think, like 70 pounds, and he's really in good spirits, but you can tell he's been worn on.
Yeah.
He's eating like slugs and stuff for protein and stuff, but I mean, he's doing good, but he's doing it. And then finally they say, hey, you're the last one, you won. He's like, well, goddamn, I was about to start planting my winter garden or my spring garden. I mean, it was just awesome because these people drop like flies, and some of them just do the wrong thing. Like this one guy thought he was drinking regular water. Turned out to be brackish water that was like mixed with salt, and he started hallucinating. He had to call. He's like, I can't believe I made that stupid of a mistake. And he was like the third person out. The last two people, they stopped within a couple of days apart because they picked the guy up. But the one guy, he's like, I just miss my wife. It's been like 3 months. I miss my wife. I miss my kid. I want to go home. I don't know if I'm the last one or not, but he was the second to last one. I'm like, dude, if you would have waited out, I bet you the other guy would have. But you rooted for these guys because they didn't even know they were competing against each other.
Yeah. And that has to be the most mind-bending moment where you're here to survive, and uh-huh. you want to stay out here, but you don't want to stay out here.
It's like, well, I guess if you're given the chance to go home, you'll choose that chance eventually. I always tell when me and Maddie watched it, she goes, you know, if that was you, I'd never see you again. I was like, you think? She goes, dude, she's like, I already know you would build a fucking house. You would fucking have crops. You would find some fucking deer or something. I'd be like, I was like, yeah, that'd be me. She's like, yeah, nobody would ever hear. They'd come pick you up and you'd be like, get off my land, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, yeah, probably. Go on, get, boy,
back the way you came.
Get off my land. No. Sir, the game's over. It ain't no game to me.
Yeah.
I'll kill you, son of a bitch.
No. But that is, Man, and I thought me watching Naked and Afraid, where you just have to survive out in the wild with a partner, yeah, 21 no, this days.
One's, no, this that one's like, I think the first intense. Season, the winner, he went like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
The second season, I'm not sure. I was told it was the guy who won, I think it was the guy, he won, it was like 6 months. Mm-hmm. But this isn't like in the middle of nowhere. The first one was on Vancouver Island in Canada. Second one I didn't watch. I really wanted to, but I think we started getting into something else. Mm. I can't remember.
Okay.
But just all in all, good.
Oh. So what I was telling you, it's funny, we got way off. But I was, if you want to visit me in Reno, anytime with Lake Tahoe there, they have beer crawls.
Oh, Jesus.
Which you go to bar to bar to bar to bar. You buy a band. And you're provided a cup, and each place you go.
Oh, like an armband. I'm thinking music. I'm sorry.
with a wristband, and then
a wristband, yeah. And you just go from bar to bar and
bar to bar. Which I don't know if COVID plays a role with that now, because they would just refill your cup. I don't know if they'd give you a new cup now.
I don't know. I think if it's as long as nobody else is drinking out of it, it should be okay. But then again, I'm not going to pretend to know a lot of the laws and rules and regulations of Reno.
Well, on my 21st birthday out in Reno. Was also the week of a beer crawl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so what was funny about your story, so you're 21 similar with mine. My 21, I...
was blitzed.
You know what's crazy? I heard some people just chemically in their brain are much more prone to blackout compared to other people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it doesn't matter how much you drink.
I've never blacked out. I've gotten...
Me too.
Yeah, I've never blacked
out. It's more of a brownout where it's like there's parts you don't remember. Yeah, and but it's you like, remember well, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah,
you remember what happened. You know, but you'll wake up the next morning and go, I remember that, but I don't remember the ride home because maybe I was asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
Well,
kind of
and
stuff.
Most importantly, it's like I don't wake up and think, how did I even get here?
Yeah.
Like, it's like I know the process to get here. So that was the closest I ever got to blacking out. But
I do have a funny story about that one.
Yeah.
I actually did. It wasn't a blackout. Mm-hmm. But I did. But I'll tell you that in a second.
Yeah. And my story is just completely short where it's like, I drank so much that night because I had so many friends who provided those drinks for
everybody's
me.
Everybody's like, oh, have another beer.
For some reason, which I don't understand, we brought my car and everyone was kind of drinking. And I knew it by the end of the night when someone was picking a driver.
Nobody can drive.
Yeah, I don't condone Jenny drinking and driving,
We're all going to sleep in the car.
Yeah, and this was a situation where I was like, people ask who's good enough to drive by the end of the night with me and my six-ish friends there.
Yeah.
And I'm out the count.
Yeah, it was your birthday. You're not expected to be designated driver.
My best friend Tony is like, raises his hand, steps in front, and is like, I'm the soberest. I can drive.
And that's when you go, like, no, you're not.
Soberest does not mean sober.
If you're the soberest, we already have a problem.
Yeah, but I'm not arguing that fact. Everyone's drunk
enough to believe that fact.
You're
like, fuck it, let's go.
Well, miraculously, he safely got us back home.
Oh, that's good.
But I was in the back seat with my window fully down. My head's hanging out like I'm a canine sticking its head out the window. And I remember as we were driving, Throw-up was just coming out my mouth.
Oh, that's how it was mine. It just wouldn't stop. Like, it's not even the...
Next morning, I had this internship. This internship that paid $20 an hour, which is in Reno, a lot of money.
Wow, that's a whole... Well, it was amazing. They usually don't pay for interns.
No,
you know?
No, it was
that's
awesome.
A really good one.
I showed up to meet my boss at a storage site where we had our equipment, and it was just me and him. I had the car that would be able to carry it for the event later that day. So that next morning hit, my head's pounding at like 7, 8, 6
a.m. See, that's
a.m.
when you're 21 and you can still get up and do that. I did that in the Army. You know, you drink until 3 o'clock in the morning, get up at 5 and go run.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no. I used to do that.
Can't imagine that.
Now, I like this, I'll be in bed until I have to get on the plane Sunday night. Be like, oh, I can't move. I've had 2 drinks.
But he saw when I showed up to that
internship?
That storage place, with my boss. He sees my Honda CRV that I had.
Oh, nice.
And I'm about to pack some stuff up. I'm in and out of like
reality.
In and out of reality.
I don't want to say consciousness, but like reality. You're like,
of reality.
Because
I realize
I'm fucked.
Because I think I'm still a little drunk, but I don't know. You don't really know you're still a little drunk,
but you,
until you've had moments where you're still a little drunk.
Where you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm so this I'm was... still,
I've done that.
This yeah. was my first time where I was like, oh, I'm still a little drunk after looking back on the fact that really? I was still a little drunk.
Yeah, you're still fucking shit-faced.
And he looked on the side of the car and he was like, is that throw up? Is that vomit?
No.
And I turned and I was like, oh yeah. I didn't even remember that even happened by the end of the night. And he was like, okay, do you need to go home? And I was like, yeah, I probably should.
I should go lay down.
Yeah, so I hopped in my Honda CRV, went home, actually picked up the stuff that needed to be picked up, and then another employee just picked up my car and just did while I was at home.
Yeah.
Recovering from my birthday. Terrible idea to go to work the day after your 21st, by the
way. Yeah, you should, that should be a rule that you're not allowed.
Oh, it should almost be a holiday.
Yeah, it's a holiday. It's like, oh, I'm 21 on this day. Okay, well, it's the holiday the next day and the next day, mm-hmm. because you're going to be fucked up.
Yeah.
So, I've seen people go stark raving mad on their 2 stories. One, I lived in California and I had a friend who lived in LA. I was living in Bakersfield at the time. Excuse me. So I went down to visit him in LA and we did the whole LA thing, 'cause he was kind of new to LA and I'd lived in LA most of my life, but I was like, oh, let's go here. And he's like, oh, well, I have this really cool place that had really good, peach cobbler. And we went to a concert at the Hollywood Bowl. We went and saw this band called Air, and Beck appeared and did a little song with them, which I thought was really cool, 'cause I'm a huge Beck fan. So we did all this thing, but we got to this bar and neither of us had a lot of money, you know? So we're like, we're both a little broke. We're like, okay, we're just going to get 2 drinks each, you know, that's it. And this motherfucker behind us
in LA, that's so expensive.
Oh God. Yeah. It's like at least $14.50. I think when we went, it was about $14 a drink. Mm-hmm. So we're like, yeah, we're going to have 2 drinks, because we had the whole night planned out so we could have peach cobbler with ice cream. And then we had, the ticket when we went to the air show, the money that we used the drinks for, we were actually going to get food, but we were too late for the vendors of the food. So we ended up eating like relish packets because we're so fucking hungry. So when you're young, you're dumb.
Yeah.
But so we're sitting there at this bar
with relish embellish.
Yeah, with relish. Yeah, we were embellishing relish. But so we're sitting at this bar, right? And it's a really cool bar downtown LA. I'm not saying any names. But this dude was turning 21. Mm-hmm. And so his friends bought him 21 fucking shots of kamikaze. Oh. Okay, so he got through. Okay. About seven shots before they're carrying him to the bathroom because he's trying to hold his vomit in. And I casually walk up to the bartender. I said, hey, are these free? He looks at me. He goes, they were paid for by his friends and he ain't drinking them. So I was like, can I get one of those trays? Yeah. I loaded up about 10 shots, took them back. I was like, we're drinking tonight. My buddy's like, oh, I don't drink. I was like, fucking shut up and suck them down.
Yeah. You know what's so funny about that? I was just talking to Grace about how, like, when you, something about your story, which I absolutely love, but it was funny. It was like, you remember back in like middle school, high school, they told you about like, hey, how you're going to be peer pressured to take drugs.
Oh God. I was how hoping
gonna
that would happen pressured. To me.
No,
I was the peer pressure though.
I'm sure.
I was the bad I'm guy. Sure, I literally had a kid on a wrestling team who was my friend and I was smoking a cigarette. I was like, hey dude, hey, you want a cigarette? He's like, no, I don't smoke. I was like, why? You're not cool. You want to have, just take a puff. You'll love it. Well, I mean, I look back, I'm like, shit, dude, I was such a bad, I was the kid that parents told their sons and daughters, don't hang around that guy. He's a bad influence. Well, I was that guy.
Well, you were a classic case that is so rare, because what I want to say is that people are just like, it's so funny how like you're in school and they say you're going to meet someone, which apparently was you.
Yeah,
but you would meet someone who'd be like, hey, want to do some drugs?
And I was you're like, that guy. Come I was on, like, do yo, dude, some drugs yo, dude, with get, me. Get high with
but
me. I didn't want to be alone. I was like, I want to get high, but I don't want to do it by myself. So just do some. No. I don't want to do it. Come on, don't be a pussy. Do it.
No, but I will say in actual real life, people are like, hey, do you want a hit of like this joint or something?
You're sure.
Like, no, I'm hold on. Let's say the person doesn't want to. And they're like, oh, I'm good.
Right,
and they're
no
like,
worries.
Oh, okay,
no
that's
worries.
Fine.
Yeah, 90% of the time, they're just like, oh, no worries. All right, cool.
But it's funny because the peer pressure we weren't trained for that actually happens is like you show up to a party, a college college party, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, someone's like, it's not the drugs. Someone has alcohol, and they're like, take a shot, 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 take a shot.
You're like,
I wasn't even trained for this kind of peer pressure. Like,
dude, I'm taking that fucking shot,
I will be taking the shot.
I was told not to do drugs. Alcohol is not a drug. I'm good.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, how's that sake taste? No, it's true, though. That's
it's
literally
unbelievable.
They always tell you, you know, like we had the DARE guy come to school, and we had this happened to me twice. So in sixth grade, we had the DARE guy come, and I hadn't smoked pot yet or anything. I wasn't a good kid, but I wasn't a bad kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was the kid who was trying to get all the girls to go into the bathroom with me.
You know, okay.
Like
yeah.
touch mine, I'll touch you. You know that kind of. I was.
How
I was
much
just
age
a,
is this? By the
I
way,
I don't know. Don't
I hope
judge
this is
me.
More
don't
younger than older, but go ahead.
This was younger.
Okay.
I was extremely young.
Okay.
But so the DARE guy came to class or to our class, and he's telling. He was such a douchebag, though, because he was like, don't do drugs. And the whole time he's pointing at me saying, yeah. don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. And I'm like, why? And even the kids in class are looking at me going, dude, just don't do drugs, man. Don't do them. I'm like, I haven't done them yet. They're like, yeah. Well, don't, dude. He obviously doesn't want you to do them. I'm like, fuck, why is he singling me out? And then no shit. I'm in like 10th grade or maybe, no, I'm in 10th grade now, right? And they bring a drug sniffing dog, not to school, not because they're going to sniff for drugs.
Yeah.
They're just showing the dog in our classroom. I swear to God, I got to the class late. I open up the door. I see the dog and I go, whoa, nope.
Yeah.
I turn around and I walk out and I close the door. The fucking cop makes the dog sick, comes out and grabs me. He's like, do you have something to tell me? I was like, are you on duty? He goes, well, do you? I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I took off running. I got in my car and I fucking went home. And then I fucking hid my bedroom for like the whole weekend thinking I'm going to get arrested for this little tiny fucking $5 thing of pot I have.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, it was like, I fucking hated DARE guys. I was like, DARE to do more drugs.
Dang.
I was the biggest stoner in fucking high school.
Man, I could imagine.
Acid. Oh my God.
I just imagine. We do have something to talk about with acid. We'll get to that too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I could just imagine that. Not only the cop, maybe the dog profiling you. Just imagining the tattoos
it wasn't even,
on your
well,
body
it wasn't,
that weren't there yet.
Well, no, until. But I think what it was I walked in, and even I could hear all the kids laughing too. Because as soon as I walk in the door, I saw the dog, saw the cop, and I went, nope. Turned around and walked out, and all the kids just started laughing.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, yeah, they all know I got some pot on me, dude. They know I either got LSD or pot.
Yeah.
I mean, that was me in school. My nickname was the Fry
Child. Is this high school?
Yeah, this was like 10th grade.
10th grade, okay.
I think I was like, I don't know, how old are you in 10th grade? I must have been 15. 14, 14, 15, something like that.
Yeah.
Because I went to the Army at 17. So, yeah, I must have been 14 or 15. But, yeah, I mean, yeah. It was just that thing. I remember just walking in. I was like, nope. Turned around, walked right out. And I remember even my teacher, just seeing his just disappointment in his face, just like, God damn it. And just put his head down. Like, I knew it was going to be you.
Yeah. Well, you are a rarity because I have never come across youth in my life or you in my life. When it comes to someone peer pressuring for drugs, but everywhere
well, you know
you
what's
go,
funny is I didn't. I
will be alcohol.
I didn't necessarily peer pressure kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only
as a kid yourself.
Yeah,
of
the only as a kid. Yeah. I would never do that.
Yeah,
as a
yeah.
Kid. Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah.
But as a kid, when I was a kid, the only time I really did it was that one time with a kid when we were in my car and me and my buddy were smoking. He was in the back seat and I was like, "Oh, hey, I'm being rude. Do you want a cigarette?" And he's like, no, dude, I don't smoke. I was like, and I literally, without thinking, I was like, oh, dude, what are you, stupid? What? Come on, take a fucking cigarette. What do you, what, why?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I don't smoke. And then I literally said to myself out loud, because everybody started laughing, was like, holy shit, I'm that kid who peer pressures fucking kids. I was like, holy shit, I'm that dude.
Yeah.
And they started laughing. He's like, stop peer pressuring me, motherfucker. I was like, God damn it, just take a fucking drag.
This
and then it became a joke.
This is what we are trained for.
Yeah, this is what we are trained
for. It is
for
Donnie interactions.
It's for me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but the thing is now I don't do drugs. I mean, every once in a while I might partake in something a little bit just for fun. none of the hard stuff, but like maybe a little shrooms, a little LSD. I drink occasionally, but that's like literally it for me. A little pot, but and that's very rare too. And that's me now because I've done so much of it so long. It's like not a big deal for me anymore.
Yeah.
So that and I don't like the whole having to get 3-4 days stuck in bed because I'm hungover and shit. That's always sucky.
Yeah, and that's definitely a thing where no, and especially just the difference between like if you were someone who does prefer to smoke weed, compared to drinking, and if you like both, so be it.
Yeah.
But the after effects towards if you were to have just let's say even not even smoking weed, like let's say you had like edible. Or like now, a jelly.
I like an edible every once in a while.
And it's like the next day you don't have that after effects. Like
you just could slept really
higher
good that
probability
night.
Have with alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like yeah, you're exactly
I told
right
you
too.
And like I thanked Donnie. I was like, I don't think I want to drink beer. But
well, I mean,
it's okay
called
if
a beer
do,
with friends. But I mean, we're drinking wine and sake tonight. Yeah. I know the next when Willow comes on, we'll probably be she likes her vodka, so we'll probably be drinking some vodka drinks.
And beer is a fantastic drink,
which I love.
It
beer
just messes with my stomach, especially so much recently.
So mean.
And you know what's weird? I mean,
which I still love
you know
beer,
funny?
But God,
I'm not old. I'm 27. Sometimes I think I'm 28, and not because I feel like I'm older than I am. It just feels like a more rounded number compared to 27.
You just like that.
But it's like
you just like that even number.
Yeah, I've gotten older, and it's funny because I say as I've gotten older at this point.
Yeah, I'm the right like age.
Beer,
33.
Beer with my stomach does not feel as pleasant as it did when I was 21, 22, and it's like. I've converted.
I think it's, well, you know, what's funny is beer in itself was such an important staple of food. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know if you knew this and you know this about me. I'm a huge history and buff.
I do.
I am a fucking history fanatic.
Yeah.
So did you know, okay, first off, you know, the slaves did not build the pyramids in Egypt, right?
Look, I don't know that.
Okay.
Open for your facts.
Well, so for a long time, people thought it was like the, I shouldn't even say that. It was Israelites. They a lot of people thought it was them who built the pyramids. They weren't. They were slaves, but it was actually independent contractors who were paid. And you know how they were paid? In beer. Yeah. And beer back in those days wasn't necessarily called it. I mean, it was probably called, I don't know what they called it, but it was liquid bread is what it was. And that's where we get the term that's why we call money bread. So, yo, you got that bread for me? Stuff like that. You know how that comes out? That's where it comes from. The term where we call money bread is because it was liquid bread is what the Egyptians were paid in. They would pay in buckets of beer, liquid bread. And it's because the beer was so nutritious. It was so filling. It was like eating a meal. Of course, it did get you drunk. And like a lot of people don't know that like all the ships that were coming from Europe, coming to the New World, America, they wouldn't drink water because water would go bad. It would actually grow mold and get stale and people would get sick. So they drank beer because beer was good for you. Yeah. So it's really funny, but beer also it's also a diuretic.
Yep.
And it also will give you, of course, we all know about the beer shits.
Yeah.
And I've had beer shits for most of my life because I drank a lot of beer.
Yeah. And as being a medic, I can just say, if anyone doesn't know what a diuretic
is, God.
Diuretic makes you pee.
A lot.
It makes
pee. Did I tell you the story about the time that I was a paramedic and I had to take the kid from LA up to Fresno Children's Hospital?
I'm not sure. Actually.
Okay, hold on. We're going to get into that in the next part. All right, guys, we will see you in just a second. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed that part of the show. It's been a lot of fun. That was part two with Ryan Moss. Look for next week when we do part three. It's bound to be a shitload of fun. You guys are going to have a great time and sit back, drink some sake with us, and keep listening. Remember to subscribe. Follow us on facebook.com/abeerwithfriends, Anchor FM, or Spotify. You can also email us your bitches, moans, groans, and complaints to abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. Again, that's abeerwithfriends@gmail.com. So remember, listen in And for those of you who wanted to know who the band was, that was Manic Mary. The song was Alone, and if you didn't guess that, the singer was me. Yours truly, Donnie Doyle. Back in my old days when I used to be in bands, it was a lot of fun. So, guys, again, remember to follow us, listen in, and as always, later, bitches.